Right, today's daf is daf dalad, so we got to the last four lines of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is, we had a discussion yesterday, Rav Ashi, Rabba, Rava, about understanding a steer within Rabbi Shimon. And so Rabba and Rava had two different approaches, two opposite approaches, whether or not Machshava Shenikar, whether the Machshava that was clear, that was the wrong intention, whether that's better or whether that's worse. So the Gemara says the last four lines of Gimel Amud Beis, Milsa de Pshitile L'Rabba, Lahai Gisa, Ularava Lahai Gisa, that which was obvious to Rabba on one end, which he felt, look at Rashi, L'Rab, last two lines, L'Hagisa, this direction, the Machshava Sheinu Gluya, and Machshava that wasn't so apparent, is Pasalei V'lo Hagluya. It's actually worse when the guy tries hiding Machshava, but when the Machshava is clearly wrong, that's actually better, because everyone knows he's not really being, he's not meant to be taken literally and seriously. And then, according to Rava, who says the opposite way, Rashi says, "The machshava hagluya koshkein the pasla." No, when the machshava is clearly wrong, that's actually worse. So the question becomes: the machshava gluya, is that better or is that worse? And that which was obvious to Rava in one direction, Rava the other direction, says the Gemara, "Mi bari le Rav Hoshaya was a suffix to Rav Hoshaya." The bari Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya asked. And Amrila, others say, by Mine Rav Hoshaya, it was asked of, rather Rav Hoshaya asked of Rabbi Asi the following question. Mincha, l'shem zevach, you take a mincha, you shecht it, a coin shechts it, l'shem, rather you do a kmitza, l'shem zevach, mali amar Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say in this very instance? So that was the shiloh that was raised. So Gemara explains, top of daf, dalet, amud aleph. Now, time of the Rabbi Shimon, the reason Rabbi Shimon, where he accepts normally a mincha, that was shiloh l'shema, Taima mishum what? Machshava de minkre lo pasla. If there's a machshava that's recognizable, that's clearly that this is sheker, that's incorrect, it doesn't disqualify. V'ha machshava de minkre hu. A mincha, the shem zevach, is also a very clear, incorrect machshava, meaning we could ignore the machshava as not being real and just say it's just a joke, and therefore we would accept a mincha that was kamutz l'shem zevach. Oh, Dilma, perhaps the reasoning in time of the Rabbi Shimon is mishum dechsev v'zos taras a mincha, meaning no. That really, a machshava de minkar is very bad. It makes it worse, but there's a special gzeras akasiv that says, Vizos taras mincha, that includes all minchas together. Even though I said marchesh is when bringing a machavas, and it's clear that that's wrong, the gzeras akasiv tells me that it's acceptable. But since the pasuk only says it's by zevach, rather by mincha, vizevach loksiv, therefore by mincha, l'shem zevach, it's actually going to be pasul. That was the suffix posed to Rav Hoshaya. So Amar Le, Rav Asi says to Rav Hoshaya to answer the question, Klum higana lasov daita shabi Shimon? Did we ever come to the answer of Shimon? Are we able to understand what he really means? So Karaba lo mishani le, we couldn't answer like Rabba's understanding, Mishim kusha de baya. Baya had a question from yesterday's daf. And Karaba lo mishani le, Mishim kusha vizos tarasachatas. We didn't accept Rava because not everyone thought zos tarasachatas really implied that. And Kavashi we couldn't accept either. Lo Mishani Le, we didn't answer like Amidah Mishim Kusha de Rav Achav Rei de Rava. So since each of the three opinions and understandings of Rabbi Shimon have a certain weakness, we don't understand Rabbi Shimon and we can't answer this question. Okay, the Gemara.
All this is based on the Machshava, that the wrong Machshava is B'shogeg meaning.
I'm not sure it makes a difference. We didn't see that address.
We didn't address it.
So Gemara then says the two dots. Chutzi minchas chote minchas kenel. Just to remind us of the first mission, the Mishnah said, all kmitas done shalol shmark sherus el shlo alula shimbailim, but minchas chote minchas kenel, which is the minchas sota, these two are completely disqualified of its shalol shma. So Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Minchas chote chatas kiri karya rachmana. The minchas chote, if a person brings a mincha for minchas chote, so then it's called a chatas. The Torah calls it a chatas, as it says in the pasuk, lo yosim aleh shemen v'lo yiten aleh levona. You shouldn't place on a minchas chote oil, you shouldn't place levona. Why? Says the pasuk, ki chatas, ki. It's a chatas, and therefore it has all the dinim of a chatas as well. There is a machlokas in the Echron, how far are we willing to call minchas chote. The Minchas Chinuch says, not with regards to, it's not really a chatas. We just call it a chatas. So he thinks with regards to the Halacha Moshe Sinai, that there are five chatos, that we say mesos, let's say the Balum Shinis Kapru, or a chatas Shenevda, we say a carbon chatas, a behemoth dies, we would not say the din of a mincha. The mincha, let's say a Baal's mincha, the Baal became Niskapir, and he has an outstanding Minchas Chote, we wouldn't say burn it. It's not Bechlal or real chatas. But the Mikdash David says, no, of course it is. It Minchas Chotim means it's really a chatas and has all the din of behemoth chatas, in which case of a Baal, Shinis Kapra, we would burn the Minchas Chotim. The Brishkarov says as well that when it's called a chatas, it doesn't mean it's just called a chatas, it actually is a chatas, and also has all the dinim of a behemoth chatas. So that we understand why a minchas chote that was done shelo lishma is disqualified, just like a behemoth chatas, as we, if the first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim tells us, shelo lishma disqualifies a carbon chatas, it also would disqualify a minchas chatas. But Ella, the question becomes, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Ella minchas kenos, Minolan. How do we know minchas kenos, the mincha that a sota, a woman isha sota, needs to bring? Where do we ever see that that's called a chatas minolan? So Gemara says the tani kami of Nachman. The Brisa was taught in front of Rav Nachman as follows. It says minchas kenos mosra nidava. A minchas kenos, if it's an extra one, let's say that she separated two and it's left over, it's called used as a nidava. That's the din. Okay, how do we know this? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ma chatas, oh, we haven't got there yet. Let's read a little further. So Gemara says, Amar le, Shapir kamras, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Maskeres avon, it says, by the Minchas Kenos, it calls it a maskeres avon, says the Pasuk in Naso. And bechatas ksiv, it also calls a regular carbon chatas, v'osa nasan lachem lase, it says avon ha'eda. So you have a gzeh shav avon. And now we could say, ma chatas mosra nedava. Just like if there's a leftover chatas, we use it as a nedava. It's just brought as a regular carbon olas nedava. Af minchas kenos mosra nedava. So we a also, if there's a surplus in minchas kenos, we use it as a nedava. So that's one limud we learn from the gzeh shav avon avon. And further, which is why we need this, ukechatas Machatas psula shelo lishma, just like we learned back in the beginning of Zvachim, the chatas shelo lishma is pasul. So too af minchas kenos psula shelo lishma. So through this gzeir shava, we're able to establish that a minchas kenos is also pasul shelo lishma. Then the Gemara asks, elamat, if that's the case, asham ye pasul as well shelo lishma. We should also say an asham, if it was done shelo lishma, should be disqualified. De gamar avon avon mechatas. We also have the same exact gzeir shava. So what's the pasuk say by Asham? This is very important how it says it. The pasuk on the side tells us that in nefesh ki sechta v'asasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo sasana v'lo yada asher v'ashem v'nasa avono. It says avono, not avon, but avono. But at this stage, the Gemara thinks that's a sufficient amount of a sufficient word to make a gezer shava. So we should say, just like avon avon to a minchas kenos, shelo lishma is pasul, so through asham, asham should be shelo lishma pasul, but we don't find that to be the case. So the Gemara says, no, dan avon me avon vein dan avon me avon. The word's different. It's a similar shorish, the same word, this extra vav does not allow us to make a gzer shava. So therefore, asham is no longer part of the calculation. And we have the gzer shava for a minchas kenos. Samara says, my nafkamina, what do you mean? Who cares? Avon, avon. It doesn't have to be the exact same word to make a gzer shava. We have the famous gzer shava, which the Gemara always invokes when asking this question. V'hatani debay Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tells us when it comes to the lachas of Tzaraas, says, v'shava karin uva karin, zui shiva v'zui bia, that a certain gzer shava we learn with the karin walking in the house, walking out of the house, and even though the word uva and shava are very different words, it's still close enough for us to make a gzer shava. So certainly avon and avona is close enough to make a gzera shava as well. That's question one. Old question two is ligmor avono avono me avon dishmiyas hakol dichsiv imlo yogid v'nasa avona. And if you don't want to get me an avono to learn a gzera shava from chatas, you can learn it from shmiyas kol, which does use the word avono, and say avono of shmiyas kol shelo lishma will be pasul. So to avona of because avona shmiyas kol is a chatas as well. So since Shmias Kol, a person not keeping his Shavua, it's a Chatas, which would mean it's Shelo Lishma as Pasul, and it says the word Avono, so let's make a Gzer Shava Avona Avona to an Asham to say that Shelo Lishma is Pasul by an Asham as well. So again, all of Yored, exactly. And the Parsha Vayikra, it's all of Yored, but it's considered a Chatas, which means Shelo Lishma as Pasul. So either way, the Gemara says, Asham, if you're using the Gzer Shava Avon, so it definitely should be a Gzer Shava, either because Avona can be learned from Avon, and even if it can, you could do Avona Avona from Shmias Kol, which is also a Chatas. So the Gemara therefore says, okay, backtracks and says, oh, okay, you're right. Ella Ki gamir gzer shava le moser nedava hu de gamir. So we are accepting the gzer shava avon avon between a chatas and between a minchas kinaos to tell me that if there's any surplus, that surplus is used for a nedava. But we don't learn it for the halachas of shalishma. That we can't extend it over. We have to find another source for the shalishma. The chitame, if you're going to tell me ein gzer shava le mechza, you're going to tell me, wait a second, once it's a gzer shava, we have to equate everything possible. So how could you say it works for this halacha, but not for that halacha? It works for mosra, the nedava, but it doesn't work for the halacha of shalishma. We have ein gzer shava le mechza. So the Gemara says the reason is because gali rachmana gavi chatas, the Torah told us explicitly with regards to chatas, v'shachar osa l'chatas. You have to shecht it for chatas, osa l'shma k'shera, shelo l'shma psula. Only by chatas is l'shma kasher, is shelo l'shma pasul. Aval kol kachim, all other kachim, bein l'shma and bein shelo l'shma k'sherim. So since it says osa, only chatas, we are able to limit other things. So really, gzer shava equates chatas with minchas kenaos and also to an asham, but that's only telling us that the mosra is nedava. But we say osa limits everything else. That osa tells us shelo lishma doesn't apply anywhere else. So now we go back to square one. So how do we know again minchas kenaos? In fact, shelo lishma would be possible. So the Gemara says, ella minchas chote u minchas kenaos de psulin. How do we know they're possible? Shelo lishman minalan. How do we know? Chatas taima mai. What's the reason why chatas itself? Forgetting right now anything else. A carbon chatas, a regular carbon chatas. How do we know that it's pasul shelo lishma? Mishum nechzibe. It's written he has to be exactly the way it was. Has to be lishma. And anything that changes from lishma is pasul. It says he. Hachanami here as well. Hoksibahu he. It says he in regards to minchas kenaos. And says he by the minchas chote. Just to read the psukim, it says by minchas chatas. It says. He tells me it has to be dafka lishma, and with regard to minchas kenaos, the pasuk says behavi ha'ish as ishto el kohen. He brings his wife to the kohen. Havias karbana ale. He brings a carbon, which is what asir sa'efa, which is a mincha kemach sa'oren made of barley. Lo yitzek alev shemen. You shouldn't pour oil on it. Lo yitin alev levona. No levona. Ki minchas kinos. Who says a pasuk? Minchas zikaron maskeres avon. So since it's a minchas kinos, who has to be dafka lishma, but shelo lishma is pasul. So that's the new source that minchas kinos and minchas chote shelo lishma is pasul. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara asks the question: if that's really true, either the word he or the word who disqualifies shelo lishma. Ashim nami haksibe who says who by an ashim as well. So we should say shelo lishma should disqualify an ashim. What's a pasuk by an ashim? The pasuk says the hiktir osa koreinam is becha ishal Hashem ashim who. So we should say shelo lishma should disqualify an ashim just as well. Gemara says no. Hahu who that who by ashim la'acher aktaris emurim hu dichsev. It's referring to after the aktaris emurim, a much later stage. It's not referring to the shechting of the ashim, but after all the aktara, it mentions the word who, which is really after the fact. So the Gemara explains hu atmo shel huktaru emurav kasher. Let's skip a line here. Dichsev. It says kidetani. The Brisa tells us. Aval Asham lo nebar bahu elach aktar se murim, that the word who is only mentioned by an Asham after all putting all the various organs on the Mizbeach. Hu atzmo shelo huktaru emurim kasher. So it itself, if the emurim never went on the Mizbeach, the Asham is still acceptable. So certainly, if the emurim were put on shelo lishma, it wouldn't be disqualifying either. And therefore, the word who is irrelevant with regards to our discussion of shelo lishma by carbon asham. Again, it's referring to the haktaris emurim, now referring to the shechita or the zrika. So then the Gemara wants to know, okay, now after establishing that the word who is referring to an asham after haktaris emurim, so elohu lamali, so what is the word who actually teaching us in that context of a carbon asham? So the Gemara says, the last six lines of the Amud here, lichter Rav Huna, Amarav, that he says what? Asham, asham, shenitek l'ri'iyah, v'shachta stam kasher. An asham that was already destined to go graze. It was a leftover asham. So what do you do with the leftover asham? You give it to the roe, the shepherd, and he lets it graze until finally it gets a bamum after a certain aging. Eventually gets a bamum. It either dies or gets a bamum. So you let it graze. And let's say they shechted the animal without having any lishma. So the Shema, we assume it's an Ola. Because what happens to an Ashram that's left over? So you let it graze. Once it gets a Bamum, you sell it and use the money to buy an Ola. So let's say you shechted it without selling it. You shechted the animal Stam, an Ashram, a leftover Ashram. It could be transferred into an Ola automatically. Only if you already gave it to the Roeh, you were Nitek Me'ashram. You removed it from the need for an Ashram. So the Gemara's Medayik, Nitek in, only if you really gave it over to the Roeh, and then shechted it Stam. Lo nitek, if you never were ochre the shame asham, you never gave it to the roa just yet, and then you shechted it, then we cannot assume it's an ola. Amar kra hubav yasa yehe. The asham remains an asham, even if it's left over, until you're nitek it, until you give it over to the roa, and by way of doing that, you're being ochre the shame. But if you didn't give it over to the roa, you were never nitek, you were never ochre the shame asham, and it becomes hubav yasa yehe, which means a shchita stam, it remains an asham, and would be a disqualified because it's unnecessary to bring this particular carbon asham. Here's to make it clear, look at Rashi, last two narrow lines in Rashi. Rashi says, lo nitek, if you didn't, lo masu halaroa, if you didn't give it over to the shepherd, and then shechtu stam, you shechted it without having any kavana, lo miskashil ola, does not become an ola, da dain shame asham alav, it still has an asham on it, ubari akira, you need to approve the shame asham, the lishchate behedya l'shem ola, in order to shecht it, I'm doing l'shem ola. The Cholkama de la Akir Mine Shem Asham, so long as you didn't uproot the name of Asham, the Miskashi, it's not accepted because this particular person already got its kapara, the Asham is unnecessary and becomes disqualified. But if you hand it over to the Roa, that's your way of saying it's no longer needed for an Asham, and then Shechting its Stam would be for an Ola. Okay, last three lines the Gemara says of the Amud here as follows. Amar Rav, Minchas HaOmer Shekamsa Shelo Lishma Psula. And Minchas Omer, when they brought the carbon Omer, which is the second day of Pesach, first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, they brought the carbon Omer. So they, if the Kohen did a kmita shelo lishma, it's going to be disqualified. Ah, didn't we say the first Mishnah that all menachos were kasher shelo lishma? So the reason is hol v'la'atir v'lo hitir. Since the whole point of the Minchas Omer was to permit all the yachadash, all the new grain was asr until you bring the carbon omer now permits it and turns it into yashan, which is now permitted. So since it didn't accomplish that, it's possible. V'chein ata omer ba'ashim nazir, so too, when it comes to an ashim nazir, the nazir brings the carbon asham, or an ashim mitzora, sheshachtan, we're talking shchita now, shalolishma, if it was shechted shalolishma, it's going to be psulin. Ah, then we say in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in Masech HaZvachim, the shchita shalolishma, it's kosher unless it's a chatas or a carbon pesach. How come this is possible? Same idea. Since the whole ve'ubal lahachshir, since the asham mitzora and asham nazir coming to matir the nazir and mitzora to eat in the eat karbanos and to come in eat karbanos and eat whatever is offered to them. Ve'ubalo hichshir, and it's not because it was it's not going to fulfill the obligation. So since the whole goal of the carbon is not fulfilling its need, it becomes entirely disqualified. So that's the din. So the Gemara says, Tanan, and quotes our Mishnah. Kol ha-menachos shenik mitzu shelo lishman, ksheros, ela shelo alu lebailim, lishim chova, all menachos that were done with shelo lishma, we can accept the mincha. The Baal doesn't fulfill his personal obligation, he has to still bring another mincha, but the chepz to show mincha is acceptable to place on the mizbeach. Chutz mi-minchas chote mi-minchas kenos, except for these two, which you saw in Amud Aleph, because it says he, and it says he both places, shelo lishma is possible by those two cases. But all other menachos are acceptable. So Vimisa, if it's really true what we're saying, what we just said above, that a Minchas Omer is possible, Emisa, listen nami chusu Minchas Omer. It should say in the Mishnah, all Kmitza Shelo Lishma is kosher, except for Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos, and it should say Minchas Omer, which we're saying Shelo Lishma is possible as well. Why does it leave it off the list? Off the list. So the Gemara gives three Teirutim why Minchas Omer was off the list, even though Shelo Lishma would be possible as well. Number one, Kikatani ba yachid ba tzibur lo katani. The Mishnah was only concerned with individual karbanos, like a minchas chote and a minchas kenos. It was not concerned with a tzibur karbanos, such as the minchas omer. Even though the halacha would be the same, it wasn't dealing with those cases. That's answer one. Answer two, Kitani ba beglal atzma ba beglal zevach lo katani. The Mishnah was only dealing with cases of where they came on their own independently as opposed to accompanying a zevach. The Minchas Omer came and accompanied a animal, behema, and therefore is viewed as secondary. So again, the Mishnah came along with a sheep. When he brought the Minchas Omer, he brought a sheep as an ola along with the Minchas Omer. So our Mishnah was only concerned with the Menachos coming on their own as independent karbanos. And since Minchas Omer comes only to accompany the kevesh, therefore we did not address in the Mishnah. But again, Eina Chanami, a Minchas Omer nikmata shlo l'shma would be possible. And the third and final teretz is ki katani hanach shein kavul hemzman ha dekavul hemzman lo katani. Our mishnah was only concerned with things that were not time bound. Minchas kenelos has no set time, and minchas chovta has no set time. But a minchas omer, which is a set time, which is again the first day chol hamoed pesach, it has a set time, and therefore it was not mentioned. No svar, it's simply just because those were the groupings on the mishnah. There's actually a fascinating medrash. The Emek Bracha of Pomerantz, I forget how to pronounce his name, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, he quotes a Medrash on his Sefer, it's a beautiful Sefer, Emek Bracha, that there's a Yantif on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why is there a Yantif? Because first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, since they bring the Karban Omer, had a din of a Yantif. Now there's no real Nafka Mina because we're saying Hal anyways, and it's all Yantif and Chol HaMoed, but it's a din of a Yantif because they bring the Karban Omer. The reason being is every single day a person brings a Karban, there's a Yantif. Whether it's a personal carbon or whether it's a tzibur dika carbon, it always becomes a yantif. But either way, there's a shema chag omer, I think it's called. I think it's called chag omer that day when you bring the carbon omer. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we said above, v'cheinata omer ba'ashem nazir v'ashem etzora sheshachten shelo l'shema psulun. We said as well, when the ashem of a nazir, or the ashem of mitzora, if it was shechted with a wrong intention, it's possible, hol v'bao l'hachshir v'lo hichshir. Since the whole purpose of these were to permit the ashem, rather the nazir, to eat wine and to become tamei meis, and permits the mitzora to now come back into the machaneh, and since it didn't accomplish what it needed to accomplish, since it was done the shol shema, so then we have to throw out the entire carbon, the entire chepsesh of carbon becomes entirely disqualified. So the Gemara now quotes the first mission in Maseches Zvachim, Tanan. Kol hazvachim sheshachten shlo l'shman ksherin, all karbanos such as an ola and a shlamim that were shechted shlo l'shma are acceptable karbanos. Ela shlo alu l'bayim, they don't fulfill the baal's chiyuv l'shem chova. Chutz mi pesach v'chatas, these are the two that shlo l'shma would even passel up the karban themselves and would not be acceptable on the mizbech. Now, Vimis, if it's really true that an Ashim Nazir and Ashim Mitzorah as well would be possible if it was done in Shalol Shema, listening Nami, the Mishnah should have said in Maseches Vachim, Chutz Mi Ashim Nazir and Ashim Mitzorah, in addition to Chatas and Pesach. And Debal Lahachshir Lo Hechshiro. So Gemara says, the reason why we didn't put Ashim Nazir and Ashim Mitzorah on that list in Maseches Vachim is Kevin Deika Ashim Gezelos. Vashim Me'ilos, did the Chapar Asu Lo Psikale. Because not every Ashim is the same. We mentioned this before, the different types of Ashamos. So you're right, by the Ashim Nazir and the Ashim Mitzora, since the whole goal is to be Matir, and it doesn't Matir, it's disqualified. But since there's also an Ashim Gzelos, Ashim Me'ilos, if those were done Shalol L'Shema, we would accept those Karbanos, since those Karbanos are for Kapara, as opposed to Matir, therefore we couldn't say Ashim, because not every Ashim is the same. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask the question, maybe has been bothering you. My shna ashim nazir v'ashim mitzora debo l'hachshir v'lo hichshir. So why do we say, why is the ashim nazir and ashim mitzora disqualified? Because the whole goal was to bring to be matir them, to machshir them, and it didn't accomplish its goal. Hani nami bo l'kapara. Every other carbon which is coming for kapara is also lo kapru. If I want to bring my ola, my shlamim, and I have a requirement to bring it, and it's not bringing the kapara, so we should say it's unacceptable as well. Whenever the goal is not being met, we should say it's disqualified, just like the Ashim Mitzora, Ashim Nazir. How can we be mechad between Kapara versus that which is Machshir? If it's all about the goal, well, if the goal wasn't accomplished, it should be disqualified. Why do we say that by only Hechshir we say it's disqualified, but Kapara we say we still accept such a carbon, even though it's not providing Kapara? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Matzinu shechelek hakasa bein mechaper and bein mechshir. Because we find in the psukim themselves make a chilek between that which provides kapara versus that which provides a machshir, that which is matir. How so? Mechaprim isbehu dasil achar misa. Mechaprim we find after death of the person who needs kapara, we still find that there's an inyan to bring the kapara on their behalf anyways. And machshir and lesle behu dasil achar misa. But the machshir we don't bring after death. Meaning after a person dies, a nazir dies, you don't need to be matir anymore, he's dead. But a person who dies still needs a kapara. So just like mechaprim exist after a person dies, so too we could bring a kapara even though there may have been a mistake. Meaning we find the kapara, we're more loose in terms of bringing karbanos that are for kapara as opposed to karbanos that are brought to be matir.
It's in it that they're more machmir on machshir than on kapara.
In the end, more machmir, but it's only because it's unnecessary.
Yeah, is much more right. I mean,
the
kapara is forever. I mean, machshir it only lets you do something now. You know,
and therefore what?
It should be more machmir. The kapara should be more machmir because it has long lasting, much more long lasting effect.
Yeah, but we want the guy to have kapara. We'd like him to have kapara.
Right. So you're more make. Okay.
So
ain't kapara after achamisa.
So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says now, the Tana, the Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha Shevia Chatasa Mesa. So a woman who brings her Chatas, and she dies, Yavia Yorshin Olasa. So the Yorshin bring Yorsha. Olas, if she brings the Ola, Umesa, and then she dies, Lo Yavia Yorshin Chatasa. So they don't bring the Chatas. So when a woman's a Yolad that she gives birth, she has to bring an Ola and a Chatas. She brings two birds. So take a look at Rashi just to make sure everything's clear here. Rashi says, first narrow line down, Lo yaviu yorshin chatasa, dezu achas mechamesh chatos hamesos chatas shemesa balea. These are one of the examples that if the person dies, the owner dies, we don't bring the chatas after the death. So the chatas, yoledes machshu. Now even though the yoledes carbon is called a chatas, it functions as a machshu, it doesn't function as a mechaper. The chatas allows her to eat karbanos now. So from the fact that the chatas, it's kind of backwards, but even though the chatas is being machshir, in this case the ola is providing kapara then. Why? Alma. So we see from this, since we allow the ola to be brought after death, and the ola in this case is functioning as a kapara, we see there is kapara after misa. And since we don't bring the chatas after she dies, it's because chatas is a machshir, we don't bring machshirin afterwards. Hachanami says that Rashi, applying it to Ardin, mechaprin b'shelol lishman, ksherin liskariv, and therefore mechaprin, even though it's shelol lishman, we can accept it, v'lo alu, it doesn't fulfill the obligation, but machshirin, since we find we're machmir by machshirin of a yolades, so we're machshirin p'sul nagamir, the apostle here, as well, I was just asking that. What about kapara lachamisa? So I'm not sure how that works exactly. I guess from here we see that there is. So I'm not sure how to deal with the Gemara that say otherwise.
But the kapara on the first case wasn't after misa. The kapara was doing now for kapara that also is long lasting till after misa.
After they died.
Meaning you're getting the kapara now, but it's for good.
No, but the yoledes is already dead though.
No, yeah, in this case, yes. But I'm saying in the case previous that it says...
So when a person dies, I thought it all gets a clean slate after that.
No, there's a lot of things. The full year. You need a full year of kapara. It doesn't happen right away.
Where people can just says, giving, bringing kapara.
Yeah, it just says we find instances, even though in general in Kapar Lamesim, nevertheless we find instances of atoning sacrifices being part of the
death. There's
apparently some exceptions. It acknowledges it, even though there's a concept of Ein Kapara L'Mesim, but there's some instances where we still give atonement sacrifices after their deaths.
Okay, so you have to figure out when yes or not. Okay, it's a big sugya, I imagine.
Sure, in the Machshava, there's a lot.
Okay, so then the Gemara asks the following: Maskev la Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Machshir Nami Lespu, Dasu Lachar Misa. Is it really true that Machshirin don't exist after Misa? Vatan, the Mishnah tells us, Hamafrish Maos la Nizirah. So a person sets aside money for his Nizirus. And when a person completes his Nizirus, he has to bring a number of Karbanos with them. So he sets aside the money, but doesn't designate which money is being used for the Ola, which one is being used for the Chatas, and so on. So he sets aside the money. Now what happens with that money? The lach is that lo nanin v'lo malin. No, lo nanin means we don't let you, you shouldn't get hanah from the money. It's only isim b'derbanam. But at the same time, lo mo'ilin, if one does get hanah, it's not a violation of milah deraisa, so don't have to bring a karbon. It's an isir d'rabbanan getting hanah. Why? Mipnei shirui lavo kul neshlam. And since each coin can theoretically be used as a shlamim. Part of the kabbanos that the Nazir brings is one of them is a shlamim. So since each one, theoretically, there are three kabbanos. He brings a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. Since one comes as a shlamim, and there's no isr me'ilah of shlamim, so therefore, since each coin can potentially be used to buy the shlamim, therefore, there is no me'ilah deraisa on the money of if it's not designated for each one. Okay. Then let's say mace. Let's say the Nazir dies. V'hayula ma'ostum, and there's money left over that's stumim, that were not designated for anything. Yiplu l'nedava, you have to use it for the money as for an ola. Fine. Now let's say the Mishnah says further. Mifurashim, let's say he did designate the money. This one goes for the chatas, this one goes for the ola, this one goes for the shlamim. So then what happens if he dies? Demei chatas yolech liyam ha-melach. The demei chatas, since you can't use it for anything else, you have to throw into the Dead Sea. Lo neniv lo mo'alin, but there's no violation of the me'ila, but midirban, we say don't get hana anyways. When it comes to the demei ola, the money set aside for the ola, yavi behen ola, that can be easily transferable into just buying a regular carbon ola s'nadava and put it onto the mizbeach. And mo'alim ben, there's a violation of me'ila. And demei shlamim, the money used for the shlamim, yavi behen shlamim, you could again buy a shlamim with that as well. B'ne'achal n'yom echad, and you eat it for one day. Vein tuna lechem, but does not require eating bread along with it. The Gemara now says, "Vaha ola u'shlamim de'nazir de'machshu ninu." Aren't these things part of the hechsher of the nazir? Doesn't that, in general, the nazir ends his naziros, so it's over by him bringing a chatas ola l'shlamim? So aren't these two of the three karbanos needed for the machshirin? And we see v'ka'asa l'achamisa. We're bringing the demei ola and the demei shlamim as karbanos, even though they're machshirin l'achar misa. So comes along Amr Papa, or Papa says, Hachi kama Rabbi Yirmiya, lo matzinu hechsher kavua de bal achar misa. We don't find anywhere where there's a set hechsher kavua that comes achar misa. What does that mean, hechsher kavua? So that it has to always come l'achar misa. But sometimes it does have to come after misa. We never find again. Lo matzin hechsher kavua de bal achar misa u denazir hechsher sheinu kavuhu. This is not a kavua. Damar mar gilach alachar mishloshan yatsa. So what's that saying here? That really, if you look at Rashi here, no, that's not what is the case here. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Rashi says the four lines down the next Rashi alachas mishloshan. If you shecht one of them, so then the nazir is permitted, even if it's the one you shecht is a chatas. After you're only doing one of them, and we learn this based in Yalaf Hasim Shapir, Biparak Gimel Minim.
None of them individually is the exclusive machshir.
Right, meaning any of the...
Either one of them.
Right.
So if they're saying that's kavua as the only machshir, so then that we can never have achter misa. But since shlamim and ola are not the ones that you need, you could really in theory use the chatas as the hechsher, which means the other two will simply be just ancillary karbanos. Therefore, we can tolerate, we can accept it even l'achar misa. When it comes to something that is kavua, is set as the machshir, that can never be accepted l'achar misa. Okay, shkoyach. Everyone have a wonderful day.